This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome Russ Collins back to studio. It is a Thursday, and that means it's Cinema Chat. We've been doing this program for 25 years together, and hopefully we'll continue on into the future. Once again, Russ Collins, thank you so much for coming by. It's been a quick 2.5 decades.
That's right. It's hard to think about, but
it almost hurts, doesn't it?
It does. But what came before us and will most certainly be after us is the Academy Awards.
Indeed.
Next year, in 2020, they've moved up the Academy Awards from used to be in early March, and then it was the end of February, but it's now in early February. However, subsequently in 2021 and 2022, they're moving it back to late February, which a lot of people like better. It gives longer for campaigns and things like that. But the reason that they're moving them back, apparently, is because of the Olympics and the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. So don't want to compete with those for ratings.
Well, and they always avoid doing that. But changes with those two things have pushed it back to its regular time. And a lot of folks in the movie business are happy that it's going back to the end of February after a one-year move up. And the original reason to move up was to take a little bit of the air out of the Golden Globes and other kind of movie awards and end of the year awards. So, well, I mean, you know, the Golden Globes were kind of a also-ran thing anyway. Although in more recent
years,
not
to those who were winning,
they've become more legitimate. But it used to be pretty scurrilous. The Golden Globes did. So anyway, just mark your calendar. So Sunday,
February 9th.
The next for the 2019 awards,
and that's the 92nd edition of the Academy Awards.
Yeah. Well, and
think you and I will still be doing this for the 100th?
Well, I hope so. The Michigan Theater and the Academy Awards are the same age,
right?
They both started in 1928.
So you want to stick around and work until the 100th?
I would. You know, you never know what's going to happen, but yeah, I'd like to do that. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I wish you well with the next host of Cinema Chat.
There you go. Well, opening up at the multiplex today is a couple of films, Men in Black International, which stars Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson. And it obviously is a sequel to the other Men in Black.
So no Tommy Lee Jones, no Will Smith? They're not in it?
They're not in it this time. Or they're not playing major roles. This is the biggest, most global threat that there's been by the aliens who live secretly among us, as we know from the Men in Black films previously. So
I've never seen one.
Chris Hemsworth is a very compelling performer. He's very good looking, but he's also a very good actor. He played Thor, and he's done a really great job. So that should be fun. And then Shaft is coming back, this is about John Shaft Jr., played by Jesse T. Usher. So JJ, as Shaft Jr. is called, he's a cybersecurity expert, and he's got FBI credentials. I mean, he's a little more legit in a sense than
Shaft. And Samuel L. Jackson's still going to play the original Shaft?
And Samuel L. Jackson, who is JJ's father, wasn't around too much when he was a kid because
seemed like he was busy.
Yeah, he was a very busy guy. But he still has his full-length leather jacket, but he clashes a little bit with his son, who has more of the systematic kind of law enforcement kind of dynamic and how to go after bad guys. But anyway, it looks like it should be fun with Sam Jackson back and Jesse T. Usher playing the grown-up son who's a cybersecurity expert. So that should be fun.
Now, one of the movies playing at the Michigan, I think starting tonight, is one that I'm really looking forward to. Not only a great cast, but a great subject matter. It's called Late Night.
Late Night. So Emma Thompson plays a well-established late-night talk show host.
I just love her as a performer. I really do.
She's a brilliant human being, a wonderful actress, and very, very talented in so many ways. Her character hires Mendy Kaling's character. At first, as kind of a diversity thing to add another woman, and then a woman
of
color.
As part of the staff writer for the show.
Yeah,
right.
and come to find out that they really are matched in terms of their biting punchline passion and the way that they approach the late night. And the chemistry between them are great. The critical consensus is smart, timely, and brought to life by a terrific cast. It's a workplace comedy with a lot of heart and just as many laughs. So yeah. Late Night is tonight as a sneak preview, but there's going to be a full run that starts on Friday and will continue for a while.
There's another movie in which somebody stars. I was a huge fan of their musical career.
Yeah, so...
Exactly right. I was a big fan of Iggy and the Stooges.
That's right.
So, still am.
Yes, Iggy Pop, who's an Ann Arbor native, graduated from Pioneer High School. And
that's kind of surprising in and of itself, the graduation part.
Well, he's an extremely
bright
guy.
Yeah, he really is.
But he
seemed distracted.
He was, well, he literally has, you know, my experience with Iggy Pop is that he's Jim on the street, you talk to him, and then he gets on stage and he literally turns into a different person. and it's actually amazing. But the movie is The Dead Don't Die, which is directed by Jim Jarmusch. It, as you might suspect, is a zombie picture. And Centerville is the town that the zombies start appearing. And all kinds of strange things happen. The moon hangs low and large in the sky, and the hours of daylight become unpredictable. And animals begin to exhibit unusual behavior, and then the dead start to come out.
And I cannot believe the cast that they put together for this.
So besides Iggy Pop, there's Bill Murray, who plays a big role, Adam Driver, who plays a big role, Tilda Swinton, who plays a big role, Steve Buscemi, Danny Glover, Caleb Landry, Rosie Perez, as well as Iggy, Sarah Driver, RZA, Selma Gomez, and Carol Kane, just to name a few. The reviews on this have been really strong. Dabbles with the tones and themes, and it's got a sharp wit and a strong cast, and makes zombie calm with enough brains to consume. So it's smart enough.
I was sold on Iggy and zombies. You know, there you go.
And Jim Jarmusch. So Jim Jarmusch was in town a few years ago making a documentary on Iggy Pop and the Stooges, right. And so they hung out at the Michigan Theater, and that was a lot of fun.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins, and still got Framing John DeLorean coming our way?
That's right. Well, this was the biggest hit of Cinetopia, and we sold out the two screenings that we were able to do.
Now it's back.
And it's an unusual documentary in that there are reenactment.
With Alec Baldwin as John DeLorean.
And Alec Baldwin as John DeLorean and Alec Baldwin as Alec Baldwin playing John DeLorean. So it's
that's kind of interesting to leave that all together.
It's a very interesting way to do this documentary. So John DeLorean was a General Motors executive who was responsible for the GTO, which was one of the so-called pony cars that came in after the Mustang, which was a Ford product. And it was really, really successful. And then he started his own company with his stainless steel, very sleek.
If you ever saw Back to the Future, you know the DeLorean.
Exactly. But he got in a lot of trouble business-wise, and then he got in subsequent trouble as he tried to work himself out of that.
They still say he was framed up. So.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll... definitely worth checking out. It opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater, Framing John DeLorean. You got to check it out. Now, I went to see Rocket Man, and I loved Rocket Man, the Elton John biopic. Taron Egerton plays Elton John, and Elton John was deeply involved with the film. And it actually plays out like a musical. So his songs are performed, but not in a concert context, but in ways that tells his life story.
Following the true timeline, either it supports the story.
Yeah, I mean, he's essentially the character in this movie is in a rehab situation,
right, reflecting
back, and it kind of goes back and forth. But I thought it was really really well done.
My only issue is I'm so familiar with those songs and in that voice. And the actor, Egerton, he does his own singing.
Yeah.
So it sounds different to me.
And
so
it does.
It makes my head turn like a dog hearing a sound for the first time. You know,
well,
just like, hey, what's going on there?
I think that's more a comment on you than the movie.
And we can all agree on that.
And then Booksmart is another film that has become, it's a bit of a cult classic at this point. It's about these two young women who have worked very, 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 very hard in school. They're coming up to their high school graduation, and it's like, you know,
everybody else is going to college too, and they had fun.
And they had fun, so we're going to have fun. And this may be the new Ferris Bueller's Day Off for this current generation.
Gotcha.
So Biggest Little Farm continues. The Souvenir, which also stars Tilda Swinton and her daughter Honor Swinton Byrne, and then. The Kenneth Branagh has a film that is really worth checking out. All is True. It's about Shakespeare at the end of his life. The Globe Theater is burnt down. He goes back to Stratford from London and tries to, you know, put his life together. Of course, he doesn't know it's the end of his life, but he's
interesting
trying to get
ponder
it.
If back in the 1600s, Shakespeare would have looked forward, thought, oh my gosh, all those centuries later, they're still going to be talking about me and revering my works.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. So, and we've got summer classics and all kinds of other things going on. So check out the website. Go to your favorite movie theater, commercial or art house, and have a good time this summer. And we'll look forward to seeing folks at the Blues Barbecue.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.